It's time for My Morning Mixtape on 95BFM.
Yes, it is. And up in the studio, we have Jess B. Kia ora, Jess B. How are you going?
I'm very good. How are you?
You were just saying off air that first of all, I'm very good. And thanks for coming up. You were just saying off air that it's been a bit of a stressful week, kind of getting into tour mode for the next coming weeks.
Yeah, I think anyone who's done a tour can probably attest to it being full on. Just a lot of things to do. Like, my checklist is very long. But I'm very excited about it, obviously.
Yeah, I think there's always something really exciting about it. And once you get through the stressful point and you actually start playing the shows, you'll probably enjoy it.
Definitely, yeah. I up until that point, I'm like, want to make sure that it's like going to go smoothly. So I'm just like running around like a headless chicken at the moment. But hey,
so
still part of it.
It's been just over a month yesterday since New Views dropped. How are you feeling about that now that the dust has settled a little bit on it?
Yeah, I think it's been really cool. Obviously, the lead up to a release it's a bit hard to tell kind of what the reception's going to be or like where it's going to go. So it's been really nice to, I guess, see people take to it in the way that they have. And yeah, I'm just feeling really good about it.
And it'll be fun to bring it to the live stage, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited to have new songs to perform because I feel like I've been performing my old ones for way too long, you know?
Yeah. Will you be playing any old songs on this tour as well, though?
Yeah. I'm going to be doing some of the classics, I guess, but I did want to perform like every single song for my new EP as well, so I've mashed it together.
Nice. The last time I saw you perform was when you opened for Little Sims in July.
Yeah.
What have you been up to since then?
Well, pretty much just prepping for tour, I guess. And obviously the EP came out shortly after that. So it's all been kind of about the music. And I haven't done anything that exciting. Just been, well, aside from release an EP.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's just been also kind of focused around that. Yeah.
Of course. And before that, you were over in Australia for Spinder in the Grass. How was that experience?
Yeah, that was amazing. That was so dope. It was like my first, I guess, festival experience in Australia. And they're pretty full on with their festivals. They're super keen. So I felt like I was so nervous about it because obviously half the people wouldn't have known who I was,
yeah.
Or 99% of them. But yeah, it was. I felt like it was a great opportunity, I guess, as an intro for me over there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did you meet any cool people over there while you were traveling?
On the night that we opened, there was a lineup of people. We'd actually all been staying in a house together.
Nice.
During that week, so I got to meet quite a few Aussie artists that I guess like in a similar space as me right now, like kind of on the come up, but still very much on the grind. So that was amazing to meet people over in Australia as well.
Yeah, that are on the same wavelength.
Yeah, totally.
Awesome. So tell us about the songs that about this first track, this Jadena track that you've chosen to share with us all.
I didn't put too much thought into it. I just chose songs that I liked at the moment.
Of course, that's
and
a
I tried
great
to make a little
it.
Theme. So we're going with a little kind of like Afro.
I did notice that.
beat/hip-hop theme,
yeah.
With the songs that I've chosen. But yeah, these are all just songs that I like at the moment. Yeah.
That's always a good way to kind of get a gauge of
there's no deep meaning behind any of them for me, other than I just think they're bops.
Awesome.
Sufi woman, bring me roomy till I fall asleep up on your bosom. Sufi woman, you're a lion, but you walk around so unassuming. You gon' shine your eyes, you gon' put it on me. Put the liquor spell on me. What thing you do to me? You no go walk on me. You go see. You go, 999. You go, shake it. You go see that goddess in La Bruja, La Bruja. She never die, she could die, my room, La Bruja, La Bruja. She never die, she could die, my room, La Bruja, La Bruja. She never die, she dies, I'm in Yalila. Sufi woman, read me, room me till I fall asleep up on your bosom. Sufi woman, you're a lion, but you walk around so unassuming.
Jimmy.
Gypsy woman, we go dance until we dizzy.
tipsy woman. Who your power got me tipsy. And then now you run the star. You left lipstick on my heart. I look dead inside the star. You gon' shine your eyes, you gon' put it on me. Put a little spell on me. What thing you do to me? You no go walk on me. You go see. You go night, night, night. You go shake it. You go see that goddess in La Bruja. Eh, La Bruja. She never dies, she could die, my room. La Bruja, eh, La Bruja. She never dies, she could die, my room. La Bruja, eh, La Bruja. She never dies, she dies, as in Yalela. Eh, Yalela. Sufi woman, bring me roomy till I fall asleep up on your bosom. Sufi woman, you're a lion, but you walk around so unassuming. Tiptoe, tiptoe. Sufi woman, bring me roomy. See that goddess in La Bruja, eh, La Bruja. She never dies, she could die, my room. La Bruja, eh, La Bruja. She never dies, she could die, my room. La Bruja, eh, La Bruja. She never dies, she dies, as in Yalela.
So you were just saying off air that that was a nice track to kind of fill the middle ground of like Nigerian music and like American kind of rap. What do you think that is something that we should see more in hip hop music?
I think it just creates a little bit more of a diversity in the American scene. I think that, like, obviously Nigerian music is already very well established, like, throughout. You know, the Afrobeat genre in general, and is already really popular in places like London, where like there's a large Nigerian presence, or like African presence in general. Whereas we haven't really, I don't think I've really heard that much come out of the States, or like, you know, like from that side of the world where it has a focus on like Afrocentric ideas and sounds and imagery. So yeah, I think it's all positive, and ultimately, like, it's going to open the door for hopefully other African artists to maybe have more opportunities in the US as well with music.
Yeah, I totally agree. So we were just talking before about your show in Australia and your support slot for Little Sims, and you've played lots of these big festival shows before and been on some great support slots, but this will be your first headline tour of New Zealand. What is it like to be front and centre for this one?
It is nerve-wracking. I think, like, when you're on a festival or when you're opening for someone, it's like the heat's not really on you. And so you kind of just go and you do the show, and it's all very kind of easy. Whereas, yeah, this is my brand and my, I guess, my first foot forward, and I'm just making all the calls with everything, which means, I don't know, it's just more at stake, more on the line for me. It means obviously a lot to me as well, so I think it just adds to the emotions that are around it.
And I guess, like you said, you'd be very invested in it. It's almost like releasing music. It's sort of the same kind of nerve-wrackingness of being so invested in a show as well.
Yeah, and it's almost like, let's just see who gives a shit now. Like, you know, you can put music out and whatever, get plays on Spotify, but how many fans do you actually have? Who's actually paying money, their hard-earned money, and spending their, you know, their spare time coming to watch you at a show?
Yeah.
I mean,
who's going to pay the money to support you?
Exactly. And I think that that can be pretty telling. Like, you have, you know, some, like, underground artists who, like, maybe objectively don't look that massive, but yet they have these, like, loyal fans who come out and pack out, sell out shows all the time. And then you have, you know, other artists who have, like, millions of plays, but are they going to sell out a show? Maybe not. I don't know.
You never know.
So, anyway, hopefully people will come. Yeah. That's the goal.
The goal.
Yeah.
tell us about this second track, which was one of the ones that I recognised but I haven't heard before.
This one is off the Lion King soundtrack. It was just like one of my favourites off the soundtrack. Again, like super, it's got three African artists on it who were like have been around for a while in the Afrobeat scene in general. So it's just really cool, again, that they're getting that recognition on like a big, huge Hollywood kind of like
scale.
Yeah, totally. And obviously having Beyonce's backing and all of that, it's really great for these artists. And it's a dope song.
What made you pick out this track instead of some of the other tracks on the album?
I just like this one. Yeah, I think this one's real. It sounds so African to me. And I just been bumping it recently.
Great.
Yeah.
Aha. Suzuki no be jinjang. Jetiri no be lukeng. You know me, another pretender. From start of the week to the weekend. Another eye for corner. Footwork like Pogba. If you get a mic, don't me. I want to get a yacht. Don't like a
dog. Sheep don't run with lion. Snake don't swing with monkey. I can't talk for too long. Got too much gold to try on. Sheep don't run with lion. Snake don't swing with monkey. I can't talk for too long. Got too much gold to try on.
Jealousy, don't you jealous me? That's that jealousy, don't you jealous me? That's that jealousy, don't you jealous me? That's that jealousy, don't you come for me?
We go give them the action. I be the grandmaster, salute the commander. Hey, Osumba, Oga, Sadie, Chama, Mansa, Oba, Yaro, Kero.
Sheep don't run with lion. Snake don't swing with monkey. I can't talk for too long. Got too much gold to try on. Sheep don't run with lion. Snake don't swing with monkey. I can't talk for too long. Got too much gold to try on.
Jealousy, don't you jealous me? That's that jealousy, don't you jealous me? That's that jealousy, don't you jealous me? That's that jealousy, don't you come for me?
Baku, Menu, Genko, Ava. Baku, Menu, Genko.
So you've got some great artists supporting you on this tour. Do you want to tell us a bit about them?
Yeah, sure. I'd love to. So I'm taking all girls on my tour with me, which is very exciting. And it's just cool to be able to, you know, support other dope artists that are doing things in New Zealand. But so I'm taking with me Vane, who I guess is like reasonably new on the scene, but is doing super dope things. Love her sound. Love like, where she's going with everything. Just someone I'm a fan of. Yep. So that's
We actually had Vane up in this segment a couple of weeks ago.
Oh,
she
cool.
was very nice.
Yeah, she's lovely. She's awesome. And, you know, she's super talented as well. So, yeah. And then I have Silver MC, also known as Ruby Doo, who has featured on a couple of my tracks, probably most well known for on Take It Down. So she's like my big sister, and she's just someone that has always been kind of so supportive of me as an artist, but also just like kind of a mentor and someone I can confide in and ask for advice. And she's just got a dope show. Like, I don't think I've ever seen a show of hers that was bad. She's just solid, just always kind of get, you know, has a great vibe and gets a crowd going.
Awesome.
Dope music. So she is coming with me as well. And then of course my DJ Half Queen, who has her own show up here at BFM actually on Saturday nights.
Show.
Yeah, H2Ho. So she's going to be DJing for me, and then also doing like her own little slot as part of the night as well.
Awesome, that sounds really exciting.
Yeah.
And did you say you were taking them on all three dates?
Yeah, so they're going to be at all three dates, and then I've got like a couple of extras that are coming to each specific city.
Awesome.
So just some locals, and then for the Auckland show I also have Soraya, who's going to come up and DJ as well after everything's done.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
So you're going to be heading down to Wellington and Christchurch this weekend.
Yeah.
When was the last time you played down there?
Gosh, I played in Christchurch earlier this year in February. I played at a festival down there, Electric Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
But Wellington would have been, Homegrown. Yeah, so both of them were festivals, so which obviously are very different in terms of like how I perform, and there's a lot of songs that I can't really perform on like a festival stage just because of the context and the way that I guess festival shows are set up, and you want it to be live and big and fun and all of that. So I'm really looking forward to the chance to just be able to play a few more of the songs that I haven't got to play as much. Yeah.
Great. So you can get tickets from Cosmic Ticketing for any of these shows. Let's talk about this last song before we say goodbye. What made you pick out this one?
This is a song, or probably, I don't know, I feel like not as many people know who Santi is. Maybe I'm just being like, maybe a lot of people do, but he's just an artist that's reasonably new, Nigerian, but based in LA, I think. And when I was in LA, we actually met his manager, who is a really cool guy, and I just, yeah, so he kind of was the first person that played me his stuff, and kind of since then I've just been listening to his album, and this one in particular is like one of my favourites.
Great, thanks very much for joining me today.
No worries.
It's been awesome to get some intro to some new music.
My pleasure, thanks for having me.
Good luck with the shows this weekend.
Thank you so much.
I'm on the island. I'm on the island. Mama's always chasing a cop car, hitting a top bar, booze in the front, yeah. Okay, now. You rock steady, I rock hard, yeah. Mama's always chasing a cop car, hitting a top bar, booze in the front, yeah. Okay, now. I never cease to rest. Taking the steeds in my own mess. They wanna feast the list, they wanna come with best of eating. I can't touch you and I. The money, I can't touch you and I. You can't stop me. I can't touch you and I. The money, I can't touch you and I. You can't stop me.
Yeah.
Okay now.
You rock steady, I rock guy. never cease to rest. Picking the steeds of my own mess. And when I feast the less, then when I come the best I keep in.
I be going hard till it's time out. I just wanna work, wanna grind out. I just wanna shine like a lighthouse. I just wanna rip for my hometown. Shawty wanna ride out, wipe out, lights out. Looking for the one, we gon' find out. Shawty, I'm a rider, red hot right now. Gotta school loose, never wind down. I'm watching for the top, I won't climb down. They see me flex, wanna poke an eye out. I'm stepping on next, so they lie down. 10 toes up, there's a strikeout. Check the specs, you standing next to the best. I don't check the rest, cause I'm collecting checks. Yeah, we big bold bitches, better come correct. Lot of lips moving, say it with your chest. I be going hard till it's time out. I just wanna work, wanna grind out. I just wanna shine like a lighthouse. I just wanna rep for my hometown. I be going hard till it's time out. I just wanna work, wanna grind out. I just wanna shine like a lighthouse. I just wanna rep for my hometown. Make like I plumb my baby pipe down. Lot of foodie bitches looking dried out. Rolling with the team till it's time out. And if he acting up, that's a timeout. ABC on my BDE. Yeah, I know you look tight when you walk past me. This might be fake, got a lot up on my plate. I got a spot you could come to if you're nasty. Full speed to you, let me get that. Put in time for the work, let me get that. Too good, make you blah blah. And I don't take chances, you can bet he bet that. Moving through the low cloud, flow now, touchdown. Make a shawty sing like Motown. Everywhere I go, yeah, shut down, bust down. If you show up, I'ma show out. I be going hard till it's time out. I just wanna work, wanna grind out. I just wanna shine like a lighthouse. I just wanna rep for my hometown. I be going hard till it's time out. I just wanna work, wanna grind out. I just wanna shine like a lighthouse. I just wanna rep for my hometown.
Yeah, yeah, I just wanna turn up. Tell a DJ, make sure that it's turned up. Yeah, to the roof till it burns up. They ain't wanna dance, but they ran when they heard us. What you shaking that ass for? If you ain't tryna bring it over to the dance floor. But you ain't gotta do a thing if you don't wanna do a thing. Cause baby, that's yours, the choice is there. All of my boys prepared, my voice is rare. You love it, I ain't going back and forth. Coming for the bag, of course I'm back, I want it. Hands on the wheel, I skirt past there. I don't feel a thing, no hurt that's there. Ain't nobody better with the words, I swear. I blaze that mic, I work that pen. And
I be going hard till it's time out. I just wanna work, wanna grind out. I just wanna shine like a lighthouse. I just wanna rep for my hometown. I be going hard till it's time out. I just wanna work, wanna grind out. I just wanna shine like a lighthouse. I just wanna rep for my hometown. I be going hard till it's time out. I just wanna work, wanna grind out. I just wanna shine like a lighthouse. I just wanna rep for my hometown.
I be going hard till it's time out. I just wanna shine like a lighthouse.
That was My Morning Mixtape on 95 BFM.